On my steering wheel, yep. I'm loving the way it feels. Back. Still living for the moment. Yep. Big house check that. Word. Big checks back check. Back. Them numbers, yeah, they adding up. My haters, yeah, they piling up. Spin some tires, yeah, I burn them up. Used to spin the block to let it off. Now I spin the bag to level up. Money. All gas, no brakes. Top beef, Paul steak. Yeah. 2020 for the vision. Yeah. Pandemic hit my niggas eating. We tucked and invested. Yeah. You turned up and you spent it. Yeah.
I never got caught with the keys up, and you never will. Does a nigga living legal? Sliding around the town, S&T bro. Black and black Ranger, I get it out the mud, yo. I never got caught with the key low, and you never will, cause a nigga living legal. Sliding around the town, that's our T bro. Black on black Rango, I get it out the mud, yo.
Leather stitching on my heated seat. Fat. Spend my dreams, stay within reach. Yup. Good credit, yeah, you gotta get it. Yup. Release it while you rent it. Why these niggas care if I got it? Huh? Why you niggas out here counting pockets? What? Got a top, better drop it. Yeah. Got on panties, better drop them. Yeah. We out here and we winning, bruh. We never scared, but we never dumb. Nah. There's minimums for packing guns. Facts. Caught me lacking when I needed one. Damn. It's BTAs instead of GTAs. Yep. It's loving life and my health. God. It's loving self for earning wealth. Money. Making money don't make you king. Never broke again on everything.
Fact. I never got caught with a key low, and you never will, cause a nigga living legal. Sliding round the town, SRT bro. Black and black Ranger, I get it out the mud, yo. I never got caught with a key low, and you never will, cause a nigga living legal. Sliding round the town, SRT bro. Black and black Ranger, I get it out the mud, yo. I never got caught with a key low.
I just wanna smoke reefer with my peoples. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded with my peoples.
Yo. 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 Somebody throwing a function. You know I'm pulling up with a couple of onions. Hey. It's no doubt we gonna get dusty. I'm Mr. Milky, if you knew me, you'd love me. Off that brown, aggressive like rugby. Yo, off that green, I'm so possessive, ugly. Celebrate the wins, crack open the bubbly. To have lived in different eras, I feel like I'm lucky. Proud of my niggas, we made it through the muck, B. Can't touch me, I've been fresh. Eating crab cakes near Seaport with a chick, look like Eva Mendez. Make a big mess in a dress, off the first impress. Blowing big mota, I'm a perennial all-time smoker of the best greenery. Good people, good music, a joint, and some scenery. That's all I need.
I just wanna smoke reefer with my people. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded with my peoples.
Yeah, slap me. Yeah. Every day's a celebration, got a toast to life. Every choice is a gamble, gotta roll the dice. Don't be scared, you might lose, you might win, though. I just wanna blow in dough with Mike Info. Cause this is fam, Milky and Slam. Thanksgiving in the booth, yeah, I go ham. With the yams and the collard greens, and the pumpkin pie. On my star shit, never falling from the sky. Moving militant, something like Semper Fi. Me and my guys do it smooth like synthesized. Time to do it real big, never minimize. I bought that battery pack, let's get energized. Cause we gon' blow some, and we gon' post some, and we gon' blow some, and we gon' post some.
Yo, I just wanna smoke reefer with my peoples. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded with my peoples.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Look. Silly me, I'm like Billy D. Oh my, O'Shea's in my drink. Fans on my feet. To be from California's a blessing, I feel. 10-2 on the wheel, step on the gas and it peels. Smoke some herb if you with me. I got a plug with the white boy. I'm getting quarters for the 60. Keep a heat under that hoodie. I'm an old school cat. I used to buy records to Sam Goody. So how could you blame the way I aim? The only thing better than consistent is something strange. Woo. Can't keep her little motto hands off me, cause she drunk off Chris and mommy on E. You know I be ballin', ballin'. Steady traveling without Spalding, Spalding. You gotta add me to the recipe, because you can't spell the West without the E. Wait.
Yo, I just wanna smoke reefer with my peoples. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded with my peoples.
Say they want it, girls can't never say how. Girls can't never say they need it, girls can't never say nah. Girls can't never say they want it, girls can't never say how. Girls can't never say they need it, girls can't never say nah. Oh nah, give it to me like it. How you living this? Every time I ride it, I be spinning it. Wearing all your clothes, and it's crazy how you fit in it. Baby, it's a different feeling than the internet of FaceTime. I heard all about you through the grapevine. I could be all that you need. I'll give you pussy and peace. I'll throw it back like a cheese. Cause I'm a real one. Girls like me just wanna feel some. Might fuck around and tell all my girls, but might make that dick an obsession. I just wanna pull up on you, babe. Wanna stop it for you, babe. Girls like me ain't complicated. We just only want one thing. I mean it when I say.
Everybody pray for the head scurvy.
Deep for the rose, keep secrets untold. Sit in the view in the fold till the casket is closed. Speaking cold while reefer smoke exit my nose. Last row with the widow while my dick in his throat. I'm stressing me, fuck it, they need to feel this pressure. Drive-bys in the quieter than hop in the Tesla. Headshots unrecognizable from the neck up. Shell dropping to the tune, the Beatles come together. Close casket, face pieced together, looking like wax. Keep sticks with a drum like I'm innocent pack. Riding dirty with zones of that new op pack. Shit straps too deep with the Kanye mask. Have a couple shooters with me, do my dirt or buy my lonely shield. Everybody gangsta till shit get real. Took a couple losses, they dirty shield. Dead bodies, hatchy tough niggas throwing up they meals.
In the club with the head nod, smoking on a dead eye. Give a fuck about your dead block. Infrared, make it perfect for the hands. Got the Mac and the handgun. Do these niggas foul, talking in one. When we bend the corner, watch your mans run. About to catch a kidnap and fuck a room. All about the hustle, the muscle gets the green. Tighten up the muscle, you never hear the scream. Niggas talking dirty, riding niggas clean. Never had a dream, just a dollar and a scream.
Elizabeth, you got one.
It's not that I don't want you here. There's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. No. I fall for you every time I try to resist you. We can get away. Palm trees, beach, field, ordinary day. All I wanna hear is in a vision on me play. Sit right next to you. I try not to show how I feel about you. Thinking we should wait. We don't really want to, I just wanna get away. Sit right next to you. I don't wanna kiss you. Yeah, I just wanna feel you. Feel you. I
man. We outside, really. We starting to come off today. Some officially starts today.
Yes. That shit's JoJo like. Nigga call my line talking too high, you know I'm dubbing it. Hello? She thinks she my girl cause I let her call me my government. Only trust the guys, you know these niggas be on some other shit. We ain't tight, so miss me with that sister and that brother shit. Chevy walked inside like, oh my god, I got another stick. You ain't making no noise out in these streets, you really wasn't lit. Tell them hoes I'm back for something. You know the marathon continues, niggas has your run. Cuz don't like somebody even fall wrong, I'm catching something. Know I got that shit on, tell somebody light a match or something. Told my mom to catch your son, up and down that bike. You know regardless, I'm gon' make it happen. I know what she really mean when she say I'm a favorite rapper. Yeah. They don't want no static, them niggas better off playing in traffic. I just got a rollie, but it's phony, so I'd rather panic. I'ma let her taste it, roll these papers like she not there. Shroomies in my smoothie, tennis shades, I am not here. He was in his hood when he got parked, why would he stop there? I put that on the hood, these niggas marks, acting tough as hell. Robo still put on for Roselle, I don't know nothing else. I don't know nothing else. I know for sure I know how to get a bag if I don't know nothing else. I don't know nothing else. I know my niggas gon' ride for me, that's just the way we set up. Trippin' over these bitches till it's come on, Craig, get up. Why you sneaking this and this shit was different, that's how we met up. Another quarter million on my children, I cannot let up. Handle my vendettas in real life, not the meta. Free all my go-getters, took their time and never admit it. Peace to all my niggas, did their time and now they living. I ran with them wolves, y'all see a goat, I see a dinner. Try to steal a recipe, but they can't, that's why they bitter. Feelin' like these niggas is my sons, I need a spitter. Paint the whole room with this drum, get the picture. Told her bring a friend from the club, I know she with it. Ain't no going to grab it from the trunk, better keep it with you. Shit get nasty, name a price, I bet I match it. Give my bitch a 10, but when she with me, she is 30. Niggas like to show off to somebody, close their curves. Hope it's worth it. Yeah. Let's go. Nigga call my line talking too high, you know I'm dubbing it. She thinks she my girl cause I let her call me my government. Only trust the guys, you know these niggas be on some other shit. Chevy walked inside like, oh my god, I got another stick. You ain't making no noise out in these streets, you really wasn't lit. Tell them hoes I'm back for something.
Yeah. Yeah. Count.
Tell them hoes I'm back for something.
Wait until I get my lips back.
If you think you're hurt now,
I'ma make sure you don't forget that.
Ooh, you gon' wanna snap when I step. Shawty, you can do you. Baby, I'ma be good. Ooh, if you think you're hurt now,
wait until I get my lips back.
I remember what you said to me. All that shit talk doesn't match your energy. Cause you couldn't see my value, so I couldn't spend another day around you. False hopes is what you're getting me. It'll be a cold day in hell before I let you play me. What goes around comes around, so sad, let some hoes hold you down.
You took my good heart and took advantage. You turned me to a savage cause I'm damaged.
Wholehearted girl, here's the proof. Cause I don't give a fuck what it do to you.
If you think you're hurt now,
wait until I get my lips back.
If you think you're hurt now,
I'ma make sure you don't forget that.
Ooh, you gon' wanna snap when I step. Shawty, you can do you. Baby, I'ma be good. Ooh, if you think you're hurt now,
wait until I get my lips back.
Can't believe I waste my fucking time. All this drama that you cause day by day is the reason why I'm walking away. I don't think that I should feel this way. The hardest thing for me to do is just give up on you. I didn't wanna let it go, but I had to. Your love was all cat, false advertisement. Ain't gon' shed a tear cause your ass ain't worth it.
You took my good heart and took advantage. You turned me to a savage cause I'm damaged.
Cold-hearted girl is the proof. Cause I don't give a fuck what it do to you.
If you think you're hurt now,
wait until I get my lips
Shawty, you can do you, baby, I'ma be good. Ooh, if you think you're hurt now,
wait until I get my lip back.
Gotta get myself together before they see me. Wake up Trump on news, I have a nice cup of coffee. And me and Shaq and Fish about to repeat. It's the money mamba with the Zen master if you need me. Whipping polis, baby mamas, dollars, commas, dollars, dollars. Out in Dallas, I seen Dak and Bennett, Hannas, Hannas, Hannas. Not a cap, really he was uptown chilling with his partners. I'm with gangsters, I'm with mobsters, I'm with robbers, I'm with monsters. And the moniker, the money mamba, pennies and them hunters. When we pass this shit to smush, these niggas tripping, niggas funny. All these stripes that I had earned, if you could do it, then I done it. And the moniker, the money mamba, pull up for them hunters, running, gunning, bitch. I do my thing, I'm on the block, I'm on the elbow, on the wing. I need a ring, I gotta get myself together before they see me. All these rings, they know I'm back to back, they know I repeat. And in the city, there's not a stain when niggas see me. Money mamba, this my check-in, I'm in every nigga city, oh yeah. Gotta get myself together before they see me. All these rings, they know I'm back to back, they know I repeat. And in the hood, there's not a stain when niggas see me. Money mamba, this my check-in, I'm in every nigga city, oh yeah. Burning rubber, gaining traction on these streets. Got me microdosing acid on these beats. And while my grandma watching Matlock, I was macking on these streets. I'm in Arlington on Pioneer and Matlock with a quarter bag of treats. Carolina bound, it ain't no fucking with me. Hit the metal vet, I scroll down 48 with Blizzard. Dick out on the glizzy, put the clip in niggas kidney. Blue nose in my left pocket, RIP Nipsey. Ain't gon' get it out the mud, got to get it out my way. Watch your step, I hate to have them niggas find out where you lay. Off the handle at the rim, hey, I finesse and I fillet. All season in the lab, next season dream shake. Money mamba is the moniker, she move it like a snake. Move it like a snake, move it like a snake. Practice reps in Lower Marion, I know I'm on the way. Know I'm on the way, no, I'm on the way. Try to tell them like a... Gotta get myself together before they see me. All these rings, they know I'm back to back, they know I repeat. And in the city, there's not a stain when niggas see me. Money mamba, this my check-in, I'm in every nigga city, oh yeah. Gotta get myself together before they see me. All these rings, they know I'm back to back, they know I repeat. And in the hood, there's not a stain when niggas see me. Money mamba, this my check-in, I'm in every nigga city, oh yeah.
Of the world, Craig. Shit, not just the city, the world.
Hey, y'all, what it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area Stand Up. You're now tuned into another episode, another rendition of the No Filter Radio Show right here on Grind Hard Radio. Make sure y'all roll up, pour up, do whatever you got to do, but stay tuned. With that being said, you know what?
Blockbuster, it's a movie, Cold War, I wear truly. Everything will be all Gucci if y'all niggas wasn't adding Gucci.
Right.
We the elite, the elite.
Yes,
this shit is just too sweet, all y'all niggas obsolete. How y'all copping can compete when you that nigga then can see?
No,
nope. Spewing too much tea, so I suggest you take a seat. Cause we be a win, pop off nigga.
Yes.
Son get popped on nigga.
Why?
Cause we'll open up shop.
Okay.
And you'll get dropped on nigga. My pen game's another zone. This rap shit in my fucking bones. A lot of y'all are my sons. Cause Papa was a Rolling Stone. It's sad to see. But I ain't teach y'all nothing.
I did it.
These marks ain't invisible. So Papa gotta teach him some. place is fire. And see him get dragged on, shadowy to the death of me, so bury me with my tags on. Flame said it's album time, Sweet said give him bars, so I'ma play this game because my house win when I'm pulling cards. E-L-I-T-E, welcome to the enterprise. We is how you boss up, we entire franchise. Took the game monopolized, how y'all gonna check me? Toast to the best beat, spitting on like Gretzky. E-L-I-T-E, welcome to the enterprise. We is how you boss up, we entire franchise. Took the game monopolized, how y'all gonna check me? Toast to the best beat, spitting on like Gretzky. D-O-P, Hazy Z. Yeah, you niggas heard of me. So elite, it is my creed. Run up still, I watch them bleed. Second lanes is not a game. Hockey sticks when I shoot the puck. Magic when I push the rock. Six leaders when I push the start. Drippy with that ism. Couldn't see me with the prism. My money long, my team is strong. Nigga, what the fuck you saying? Stock exchange, no pocket change. Not bouncing checks, I'm folding banks. My credit card stretching a yard card. Monte, yeah, I'm switching cars. Get your dollars up. I'm cryptic with the bingo. Double up for re-up. I'm cryptic with the lingo. Rip the stick, pit bull. Money ain't an issue. Bitches crying, man, they lying, dying like they miss you. I'd rather stack paper, hand that bitch a tissue. My money making moves, even when I'm snoozing. My niggas making moves, so why your niggas losing? Freeze frame the game. Waldo, did I lose you? E-L-I-T-E, welcome to the enterprise. We is how you boss up, we entire franchise. Took the game monopolized, how y'all gonna check me? Toast to the best beat, spitting on like Gretzky. E-L-I-T-E, welcome to the enterprise. We is how you boss up, we entire franchise. Took the game monopolized, how y'all gonna check me? Toast to the best beat, spitting on like Gretzky.
Peter Sausalito, I keep a bad broad Coliseo. And show to keep you high like she a kilo. I call plays like Bobby Petrino. And she gon' run that route. Bad and bougie, I'm amigo. Boys crazy, call me CeeLo. Of course I want the green. Of course elite team. Of course it's not a dream. And I don't play no games, well unless it is 2K. And they ain't doing shows unless it's wide to the bank. It hit like Bobby Boucher. Black and brown be doing things. I'm fresh, the rhythm fresh. This every day I'm fresh. They hate it cause I'm blessed. Okay, my turn up next. They say they want it in a project, move up on the deck. And that must involve a check. I know I got them by the neck. Once everything's complete, to catch the deuces from the jet. I know you heard this song elite. I bring the strings up automatic. And if they ain't elite, say you a hater, you can have it. I'm a maggot. Yeah, so.
Yo, we in the building, dope-ass music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable Team, no filter, West Coast Bay Area stand-up. Shout-out to everybody tuning online. Shout-out to everybody that's tuned in on the Switchboards. Shout-out to all the people that make hot music that follow me on the Switch, follow me on social media, because unless you go through Smooth, you're probably not going to get played on the show if you don't follow me, because I'm not going to discover your music, and, you know, Smooth's ears, but we go word of mouth, Smooth the Dude got you. We would do Crush too, but he falls in love too much, so if you're a pretty singer, he'll probably just send me the music no matter what. But with that being said, we're going to go ahead and bring on everybody's favorite co-host, the man that goes coast to coast, spreading women like buttered toast, the OTR general, Brody's daddy, the nigga with the plan that keeps money in his hands. Ladies and gentlemen, Smoothie Dude.
It's Monday night, man. Y'all know what time it is. No filter radio, no filter boys. It's your boy Smooth, the motherfucking dude in the building. Dope. What'd it do, my boy?
Yo, we in the building. It's going down. I'm going to go ahead and bring on everybody's favorite vertically challenged Dominican Negro that don't speak any Spanish out of the first state of Delaware. Ladies and gentlemen, Preston Catalyst.
Y'all know what it is, Mr. Everything, the Cobra Chillish, that a wee gorilla. Preston Catalyst, you can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware of the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with no filter.
Oh, that was like the best intro ever because they like cut off right before he got to the end. Shout out to that.
I was pairing my headphones.
but fuck you.
What up, nigga?
What's up? But since
what's
it did
up,
cut off, I'm going to do it again. Y'all know what it is, Mr. Everything, the Cobra Chiller, Shadow Weed Gorilla. Crush the catalyst, you can send me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Just stay in the groove so fucking smooth. Be aware of the most hating again, though, because Rock's doing enough of the shit about the gorilla. What up, smooth?
My nigga.
Oh, man, what happened, man? Oh, you know what? God, dog, I don't know what happened on the end of that, man. I don't know what happened on the end of that, Crush. You bitch face.
He sucks, Roger. What's good, though?
You know what? He cannot spoil my mood today. He can't.
Oh, shoot. Crush is in a super-duper new good mood. Hey, shout out to the nigga Crush.
He cannot fuck up my mood today. So
yeah. We're gonna definitely talk about that as well. And shout out to the nigga Crush. But we're going to go ahead and bring on everybody's favorite. Suave. Big boy ambassador, Mr. McFly himself. He crosses time zones, so he's definitely back to the future. The only man to celebrate Miss Mother's Day because he was in the air. Ladies and gentlemen, Question.
Yo, what's happening, man? It's your boy, Question. Fresh air coming soon. Fresh air on your body. Fresh charisma on your body. Fresh air on your body. Listen, man, it's really where I am. Him, he is I. Call me God, you know what I'm saying? Some people call him Messiah. Hey, listen, man, I can really keep going with it all day. It's a good question, man. I'm in the building. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They say that you're a breath of fresh air, Quest.
Come on, man. Come on, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Simple.
Oh, man. Hey, shout out to the guys, man. We in the building. So, look, I was just going to come on here and talk some straight, raggedy, nonsense trash, right? But I got two DMs today, and we're here to help the women. We're here to help the women, right? From a male's point of view, we are going to give you some great answers to these two questions that have been posed to me today.
Oh, Lord.
They're asking for our help.
Now, the craziest thing is we happen to be men. So they want to know what makes a man. Now, to be honest, I never really thought about what makes a man because I've been a man for so goddamn long. I don't even know what makes a man. But I'm going to go ahead, and I guess we can explain things that make a man. Now, I think the person that's been the man the longest is Smooth, because he's been doing man shit since he was like 14, 13. So, Smooth, what would you say makes a man?
Man. One
that was good. That was a good one.
One characteristic is being real at all times. Even when, like, you know, it ain't looking good or you at your best or you at your worst or left, right, it ain't going your way. You feel down, sad, mad, depressed. You still got to be real. I think that's one characteristic of a true male, man, is being real at all times. For sure with yourself.
At all times.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what you got, Chris? I mean, that was a good point. That was a good point, Chris. I'm just saying. Yeah. I never even thought of it that way, Chris. Man, I'm glad you pointed that out.
I was washing dishes. I was doing man shit. I was washing dishes. cleaning up my messes. That's man shit. Cleaning up your own damn mess.
That is man
physically, mentally, all that. So you're saying accountability and responsibility, that's man shit, Chris?
Facts.
Accountability, responsibility, yeah, integrity, character, man shit.
Not letting people take you off your square.
Standing on business.
Son, I'm still teaching myself. I can take accountability. Sometimes I get off my shit and I gotta remember who the fuck I am.
Now we're gonna ask Mr. DeLorean. Mr. DeLorean, what makes a man?
Hopefully.
He said the white man just walked in. Hold up.
Alright, well shoot, while we're waiting for Quest, man, I'm gonna go ahead and throw my stuff in there, man. There's a man by himself and then there's a man with his woman, right? We're going to go into the next subject after this one, which is when does gender roles actually apply, right? But as a man, right, I feel a man by himself, when he's just him as a man, is when he can take care of himself but show love to others, right? So as a man, if I'm by myself, I can go – I'm going to go grab my niece or my nephew. Come on, man. I mean, let me game you up. Let's go spend some time together. Or I can go hang out. Whatever you're doing, you're giving of yourself and you're making somebody else's life better because of your presence. That, to me, is what a man does. Your presence makes somebody else better. All right? Now, if you're with somebody, right, as a man, you're supposed to make your woman better because she's with you. She get with anybody else, she gonna stay the same. She get with you, she elevates, and her elevation and her happiness, her being happy, transfers onto you, making you a better man. Right? I've always felt that. A great man has a great woman beside him. Now, I don't believe that a great woman can make a great man, because if he's not great, it's just not in him. No matter what she does, he's not going to be great, right? A great man has to have a great woman beside him, right? So that's just me. I believe every man I know is whenever somebody else is around them, they are better for their presence being, you know, just like... You know, your kids. If the you know, the man's not around, the kids is trash. Not all the time, but you know, statistically. But in life, all the statistics show that your life is better when there is some type of man present. Not just any man, but a good quality man, right? Man of character, principles, integrity, accountability, responsibility, everything that everybody on the panel has said, and. One of the a great things is, like Smooth said, a man is always going to be real. Now, to be honest, most men don't say exactly 100% how they feel to females. Now, if you lie to your niggas, then you're definitely a trash ass dude. You should never lie to your niggas. Can't be honest with your niggas, they're not your niggas. Or they're not men. Right? But for females, we're not always going to tell you 100% of the time, but we would. But if a man will say no, I believe a man will tell his woman no. If you do not tell your woman no, you're a doormat. Sometimes you got to tell a woman no. Am I wrong, Smooth? Am I wrong? Is it sometimes you got to tell a woman no?
Yeah, hell yeah. Ain't no wrong with that. That's being real.
Just being real. I don't know. Chris, do you ever tell your women no?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Crush, man. Shout out to Crush for being tough and telling women no.
It breaks my heart inside, but I'd tell him.
He said it. If he hurt my soul,
I'd be crumbling inside, but I'd be putting my foot down. Because I'd be like, no. In my mind, I'm like, I want to give you the world.
Man, shout out. All right, so.
But I always been, the type of nigga that if I don't got it, I'm gonna try to get it. But I'm not gonna get you what you want, everything that you want. But I'm gonna try to get you everything that you need.
See, that is a good point, Crush. Because sometimes they be asking for shit that they really don't need, but they just want to see if you're gonna say yes. But if you really like striving for the stuff that they need, like a roof, like cars, you know, like necessities, food. Now, if you got a little bit extra on your bag, and you're like, all right, you know what? Let me go ahead and blow this few little something on you. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, shout out to the people. We got people calling in. Oh, man. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to chime this person in. We got somebody calling from the 318, last four digits, 8691. Who we got in the building?
It's me, Lynn.
Lynn! Hey, shout out to Lynn for coming through, man. Hey, if y'all want to join in on any of the topics, make sure y'all press that one. We're going to go ahead and bring you on. But, Lynn, we were just talking about a man. What makes a man to you? What is an attractive man to you?
To me? What part? Physical, mental, what?
Well, yeah, we're talking about the innate of a man. We're not talking about his physical. We're not talking about, you know, mm-hmm. his looks. We're just talking about the innate nature of a man. What attracts you about a man that is a man?
A man that's like really about his business and about the shit he's doing for, you know what I'm saying? Like he really got some principles and morals and a purpose with himself, you know what I'm saying? Or a man that like really like a man that's good with his hands and know how to fix shit. Like anybody can go pay somebody to do it, but if you could really get out there and do it like yourself, oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so him putting up that IKEA turn you on a little bit, huh? Putting up the IKEA turn you on
like
a little
really,
bit.
Like and without me having to ask. You know what I'm saying? Like just do it. Like you see something needs to be done and you just handle it. Without having to be asked, without having to be told, just do it.
Okay. All right. Accountability, responsibility. All right, so here's the second part of this discussion. Right. When is gender roles appropriate? Because here's how I look at it, right? You can't have a 2024 relationship but want 1950 values, right? Because it's either, hey, you gotta follow the values. Now, I do believe this. Now, this is dope. Dope-ass music. I do believe that there are gender roles. Not because it's not something that I'm forcing, right? It's I would not want my woman taken out the trash. Right? I don't want her taken out the trash. If somebody knocks at the door, I don't want my woman answering the door. Right? If there's groceries that need to be taken out the car, I'm not gonna ask her to take the grocery at the car. I'm not gonna ask my girl to go get the oil changed on the car. Like there's a certain thing are gender roles. Now as far as cleaning up the house, I do not believe that is a gender essential role, right? Because I can clean up better than 90% of the women that I've ever dated, right? But I do believe now if I don't tell you when to clean the fuck up, don't tell me when the fuck to clean up. You clean up when you want to, and I clean up when I want to. If I see a mess that I don't like, guess what I'm gonna do?
I'm gonna clean this shit.
Yeah. Right.
If I need some clothes washed, guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna wash me some clothes. If the dishes get to piling up and I want them motherfuckers washed, I'm gonna wash the dishes. Right?
Right.
But a lot of times is the women do want the benefits of a traditional relationship, but that also came with some submissiveness that is required. You want a nigga that paid the whole rent? You gotta do some submissive shit.
Right.
Now, my dad said, look, as a man, you should always pay the rent. Right? You should always pay the rent. Because if the woman leaves you, guess what? You still gotta pay the fucking rent.
Right.
You still gotta pay the rent.
Right.
All
right,
so as a man, I just believe that it is my responsibility to pay the rent. Now, if my woman is making more money than me and she want to show me some dollars, that does not make me less of a man.
Of course not. Of course
now,
not.
And also,
well, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, no, go
well,
ahead.
I grew up in a household with a father, and so sometimes with these gender roles and what somebody's supposed to be doing, it's coming from people that didn't grow up with a two-parent household. I grew up with a mom and a dad. So my dad, pretty much for a majority of growing up, I don't remember my mom having a job. Or if she did have a job, she was one of them women, well, shoot it, my husband got a job. I ain't got to do this. I ain't got to work. I was one of them.
Your mom was Rochelle, like, everybody hates her?
Yeah, like, she's like,
my husband got two jobs.
Yeah, and my dad only had one. Look, my dad had one and paid all the bills, paid them all. My dad taught me how to pay bills. He taught me how to write money orders and stuff. I ain't never seen my mom do none of that. What? Pay a bill? What? Like, my mom, because she wanted to, not because she had to.
Yo.
So when it came to gender roles, like, and this is just because of the way I grew up. I was in a relationship or in a situation where I didn't know what the bills look like at all. Like, I ain't look at no bill. They came in the mail, he got them, he paid them. Or if he needed me to put in or whatever, he told me how much or whatever the case may be, and that was that. Taking out the trash is, I grew up with two brothers in the household. I was not taking out no trash. Sorry. I don't like taking out the trash now. I have a son. Take the trash out, sir. I pay you $5 a week or your choice. Take that trash out, sir. I'm not touching no trash.
Hey.
Because that's how I grew up, though. You know what I'm saying? I grew up that way.
Yeah.
My dad cleaned for the most part. My mom cleaned, too. You know what I'm saying? Well, and then there was four of us, so we did majority of the cleaning and chores and stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't know what a gender role. What? Like, I guess it is, to a degree, it is a gender role, but because of the way I grew up, I expect certain things out of a man because of the way I grew up. My dad took care of everything. If it needed to be fixed, my dad fixed it. When it came time to change the oil and stuff, I remember sitting in the front yard with him, watching him change the oil in the car, or if it needed to go to the shop, he made sure it got done, or whatever the case may be. It was never... who needs to do it because I'm the man, or you're the woman, so this is what you're supposed to do. He just naturally did it with no complaints.
All right. Okay. So let me ask a question, right? Because, you know, we all grew up, like, my dad, you know, saying Smooth's mom, you know, held it down, you know. So let me ask this particular question. All right. In 2024, is it a correct expectation to expect a man to be able to financially take care of him and a woman, you know, in today's economy? And then there's a reason why I'm asking this question is this.
Economic, it depends on what he does for a living. Now, let's be realistic. Everybody, things have gone up from the time when I was growing up to now. I grew up in the 90s and the 2000s, so things were a little cheaper back then. Realistically, I tell everybody to do what works for them. Works for your household. If it's a 50-50 type of thing and we got stuff that we're building and looking forward to and we both need to, then do that. But if this man, if depending on what he does for a living or whatever, and that's what let me rephrase that. Depending on what he does for a living, it is realistic because the way I – okay, men, at least today in today's society, a man, these – what I keep hearing, y'all don't respect us, y'all too masculine, this, that, and the third, da-da-da-da, okay, cool. If I'm pulling 40 hours a week and you're pulling 4 hours a week, we're equal. You see what I'm saying? I'm going 50-50, you two. We're equals now. So all this, you're the leader and this and the third. Well, I'm sorry, I'm the leader too because we got to co-pilot this together because I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going 50-50 with you, if that makes sense. I'm pulling all my weight just like you're pulling your weight.
It makes sense, and here's what the reason why I wanted to ask you before I jumped in. All right, so there's two distinct things that I'm trying to emphasize. The first thing is if the average income, the median income in the United States is somewhere between $38,000 and $48,000 a year, right? That's the median income. If the rent minimum is $1,500 a month, right? Is a woman going to be comfortable living within that man's means? Because remember, everybody's looking at social media and thinking, "Oh, everybody's balling." When in reality, we all know only 1% of the United States makes over $100,000 a year. So, majority of the people are between $38,000 and $48,000 a year. So, if the rent is $1,500, there's not a lot of play. You're not going to have a car note. You're not going to be getting Jordans. You're not going to go on a lot of vacations. You're pretty much going to be able to eat and live, right?
Go ahead.
But is the love that you have for that man worth you having? I mean, just look at it. Like, for example, Good Times. That was not – now, them living in the hood was bad, but the actual – family structure, the actual love in the home was wonderful. Right. Just because they were poor, they were rich in family. But a lot of people, what happens is they want to look rich in life instead of have a rich home life. Right?
Nah, Florida they could have got out the hood. Florida kept them there.
They could have, and that's what I was about to say. It was plenty of times they could have got out the hood, though. And Florida Evans could have held them back, like, for real. Florida really
What Florida did? What did Florida do, man? Come on, man.
It was plenty of times that they really could have got out the hood and really came up. You know what I'm saying? But Florida, like, always... I don't know. She kind of was holding them back. Like, I don't know if she was scared to really prosper or what they was trying to get at to keep the show going or whatever the case may be. But there was plenty of times they really could have got out the hood.
Fact. All right. So we were just talking about everyone hates Chris, right?
Right.
So, okay. Same thing. They weren't rich, but they were rich
in family. And then
they were rich.
They weren't. To be honest, they weren't really fucked up either, though. Yeah, they lived in the hood, but you live in New York, too, though. The cost of living is a little higher. Your expenses are a little higher living in New York. And yeah, they lived in the hood, and yes, they were rich, but they weren't – their mindset wasn't poverty, whereas Good Time, Florida's mindset was poverty. You know what I'm saying? Poverty and being rich and all that type of stuff is really a mindset. You can be poor in the mind. You can have it's people with thousands and millions of dollars, but have a poor mindset on the inside.
All right.
You see what I'm saying?
All right, so here's my
good time, their mindset was poor. That not just their living circumstances, what was on the outside was poor, their mindset was poor.
All right, so here's the second part. All right, so you're 50-50, right? Do you believe as a woman that if y'all both working 40 hours a week, you still would not defer to your husband as the head of the household? You still wouldn't if y'all working 40 hours a week?
Even if we're both making 40 hours a week, it should be other things that he brings to the table to make him the head of the household, if that makes sense. Managing the checkbook will make you the head of the household. Even with us going 50-50, still making sure other things are getting taken care of. Like, say the sink is dripping, making sure that it gets fixed. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, the oil changes in the car. That still is being handled. Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever your family dynamic is, the man is still handling those things, even with us carrying 50-50.
Okay. All right. You had me worried there for a minute, Lynn. I was like, damn. I get you're supposed to be evenly yoked, but the fact that you said, hey, I would step back and let my man still be the head of the household, okay, shows me, all right, okay.
But the head of the household is not necessarily just a title. It's a mindset, too, and it's also it's not just a title to be just throwing out there, oh, I'm the head of the household. Are you really leading this household somewhere? Because it's men out here claiming, oh, I'm the head of the household, but ain't did nothing to better this household. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ain't led nobody to do nothing other than what we're doing right now and leading us into a better destination than where we're at now.
Man, look, smoothie. You over there smooth? Because normally smooth, you be jumping in here.
Normally smooth, I was going to say, where's smooth at?
Yeah, where was smooth at?
No, I was walking Brody, bro. We got some, I'm looking at my phone. I was outside for a second, bro. We ain't got nobody else on the phone line. Chris just texted me something. I was on my own. Yeah, I was doing something else, though.
Chris, he was over there agreeing with everything that Lynn said. He loved him some Lynn, so he ain't going, not going to read this.
I mean, who doesn't love him?
I'm just saying, Chris, what?
Lynn.
Oh, God. That's all right.
What'd you say, Chris?
Stop trying to play me. Like I'm that thirsty.
I didn't say you was thirsty. I just said,
nobody said you.
You love you some Lynn. Do you not love you some Lynn?
We all love
you. I do.
I love you too, boo.
All I said was you love you some Lynn. All right.
Now I'm about to get, now I need water because she called me boo. For my water.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
It's about to get thirsty.
Y'all are thirsty.
All right, so look. They asked, see, shout out for Lynn being on the show, because when Lynn's on the show, people want to ask all these questions, you know, that they don't really want to ask when I'm by on the show with the guys. But here's a question. The question is, how many orgasms are acceptable if sex is less than 30 minutes? How many orgasms are acceptable if sex is less than 30 minutes?
Less than 30 minutes? I don't know, because I don't be having sex for less than 30 minutes.
It don't. I mean, long as everybody get theirs and shit, there ain't no number.
I don't know. The foreplay lasts at least 30 minutes over here, so I don't know. I can't answer that question.
30. All right, when you were saying foreplay, are we talking about before the clothes come out, or are you talking about after the clothes come off?
So quickies don't exist in your world.
Your clothes should be coming off in the midst of the foreplay. And then some foreplay is not necessarily physical. It could be mental as well.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because some people be like, hey, after the clothes is off, I want 30 minutes of foreplay. Like, bitch, we got to go to work. I got shit to do. And you're not about to get no 30 minutes.
We got to go get the kids.
Right.
This is my lunch break. Hurry up. I don't know,
because I don't really be having quickies like that. So, I don't know.
Wait, no quickie.
Look, this is a job over here, okay? Look, you You gotta put some work in over here.
Shut up, Crush.
Lord.
Shut up, Crush.
I'll be having, well, okay, let me think. let me go in my memory box. Because I can't remember the last time I really had a quickie, like hurry up, let's hurry up, do it real quick. You know, like, I don't, I'll be having a moment.
Having to think when the last time you had a quickie is wild.
I don't know. Because the people, if I'm laying down with you, you don't treat me. I don't know. I may be somebody's jump off, but I don't get treated like a jump off. Does that make sense? Because the jump offs, you give them the quickie.
We're gonna go to our next caller. Because it was somebody asked me, like, I was like, okay, well, you know, look, if it's within 30 minutes, and you know, if you get about two or three, that to me is an acceptable amount. Because, you know, I'm getting one, she's getting minimum three. That's no fair. That's fair exchange, no robbery. But if you want 12 to my one, that ain't right. That ain't fair. You see?
But there's some men out here that are like that. That won't in the bus and have orgasm multiple orgasms before they get their one. There's some men out here that are pleasers like that.
I'm all down for the pleasing of the woman, but depending on the quality of the poussée. The more you nut, the quicker I look. If a woman poussée gets a pulsating and vibrating and gyrating and squirting, and if you can last in that kind of poussée, I'm talking about fine, a quality poussée. You can last 30 minutes in that and not bust. Now I'm not talking about with the condom on. I'm talking about raw dog, raw poussée. Quality poussée for 30 minutes? I don't know.
Y'all really time yourselves though? Like, people really time themselves when they have sex?
Well, we gotta know if the TV's on and there's an episode of, let's say,
This is new to me.
if I'm watching Sons of Anarchy, right?
Okay.
And I'm making
and
at
over,
least
like,
two commercials. Yeah, if I make it to two commercials, I know that's about 20 minutes.
Yo, fucking the Sons of Anarchy is fucking crazy.
You know what I mean? If the color purple zone, and I make it all the way to...
That's even worse!
Silly, man.
Hey, man. We got...
You even bad? Hold on, come out. You getting hit to, you so humble to beat me? Like, that's wild.
That would be so, I would stop in the middle of it and start laughing because this is wild. This is like, what?
Hey, man, we got the...
Like, what are we doing here?
Last four digits, 3194 in the building. What's happening? Who we got on the line? All right, hold on.
Hello?
Yeah, hola. Who we got on the line?
This is Mel.
Hey, Mel's in the building. Wait. What you doing with that California number, Mel? What you doing with that California number?
I'm from Cali.
Hey, she's from Cali. Okay. Hey, well, I'm from California, too, so shout out to you. Somebody let me know that you were tuning into the show, and we appreciate you coming through because we always can use more estrogen on the show. So, I mean, since you're here, Mel, you might as well chime in on the last topic. How many orgasms is acceptable in a 30 for a satisfying 30 minutes?
Okay, so the way that I view that, like, the way that I view sex is a little, it might be a little different because, like, it has to be like a connection, and I feel like if y'all both do whatever y'all need to do, when it gets there, it don't matter as long as you get there and the connection's there and the vibes are right. Does that make sense? So I don't think there's ever a number.
That makes like, perfect sense.
Yeah.
Mel is already putting up W's on the No Filter show with that one. That was I'm like I said. I make sure she get her first. Now there's nothing worse than you finish it before your woman get one, right? That if you're a real dude, you feel horrible. Now there are those times when look, baby, that the cheeks was teaking, the water slide was sliding. You know what I mean?
And,
look, hey.
That's fine. That's fine and dandy. I hear what you're saying. But, okay, so you finna eat some ass or eat some pussy till I get mine, though. Like, this is not over. Like, okay, that's cool. High five for you. Good game for you. But, like, you're not gonna build me up and then to let me down. It's just ridiculous.
Lynn, it's not about the orgasm. It's about the experience of being intimate
fuck
with
that,
your other half.
Fuck that.
But then there's different levels of orgasm. Like, I don't know if I'm the only one that has that, but, like, there's, like, little orgasms that are like, all right, I'm satisfied. And then there's orgasms that are, like, orgasmic.
Where you get the Parkinson's.
Like,
yeah,
where
like
you get the Parkinson's.
Yeah,
where you,
you
get that Parkinson's, boy.
Yeah, like, oh. I needed that. Like,
But I could conquer the world today and so because I just
yes,
did
I'm gonna
something
get up,
great.
I'm going to make the tacos. Ooh. I'm going to clean this house up.
That is
different levels.
Right. So the little bitty ones, I could be fine with, but you know, it is what it is. But the high top value ones, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm about to.
I love you. Like we go together.
Do the most. About to do the most. For
look, we go together.
Amen.
It's on me.
You're my boyfriend. You don't even know.
Here's the Wi-Fi password and everything. The Wi-Fi password. What you need? You need a new game for the PlayStation, baby.
Exactly.
You need a new game for the PlayStation.
Yo, that's one of the best things you can hear after sex. Like, damn, you hungry? That's
when. Look, I'm gonna go in here and get us together. I'm just laying here, babe. You're good.
There's only two acceptable answers after sex for your woman if you're a man. If she lays there and don't move and falls straight to sleep. That is an acceptable answer from your woman. If she falls asleep and she starts drooling and shit, good deal.
You did your job.
If she gets up, but she doesn't make you nothing to eat, no breakfast, no lunch, or no dinner after you dick her down, you didn't do it right. It's okay. There's one or two things. You got to either cook you something or fall asleep. And then them two things ain't happening. You didn't do your job. But back to Lynn. Lynn, look, if it's raw sex and I skeet up in there, I'm going to have to get you the next round, babe. I'm going to be back up in about 20 minutes, babe. I promise I got you on the next one if I skeet up in there.
That's fine.
If there is,
that's fine. You better not go to sleep or I'm going to have attitude all week, the next day, until she can get together.
I appreciate you being understanding, Lindsay. I had you pegged all wrong. I thought you was just, saying this hard-boiled egg, but you actually got a little soft nugget in there. So you're going to let me go ahead.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Here's another question.
Not too much.
Now, if the dick is rocking and I shoot off too quick, are you going to get it back up so I can go ahead and hit you with that second nut that's going to last 30, 45?
No,
you going to just let me wait?
Yep. Make you wait.
But you know when you
hold on, but wait. What if I was going in? What if I was going in? Like I was doing my thing and oops.
Yeah.
But you know I got it in me. You know I got it in me. I just
and you
just, that first shot went off early.
You too old for the oops. Sorry. I've had men that knew that I was coming over or whatever the case may be, whatever the link up was about to be or whatever. I've had a dude tell me, look, I busted one before you got here just to make sure I could do my thing, like I could take care of you. You know what I'm saying? We're too old for that. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Damn, that's crazy. Damn, that nigga, he said he shot one off before he even got there.
Because I was looking, I was like, man, you ain't bust yet? Like, we really, like, going at it, and you ain't bust yet? And, like, afterwards, he's like, yeah, I, you know, like, trick you. Like, okay, whatever.
Damn, okay. All right, so I have, this nigga Lynn is a savage, man. She got niggas shooting off before she even pull up. What about you? What about you, Mel? Come on, I know you got a soft heart, Mel. Come on, come save us, too, man. Come on, man. What you got?
What was y'all talking about? I'm sorry, I kind of
something else. Look, she started thinking about it. Like, ooh, okay. All right, so let's say if I rock off early, right? And we're still in our, you know, I'm gummy worm down there, but I'm still kissing on you. I got the neck, you know what I'm saying? I'm all on the areolas and everything. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm still got you. The engine's still running. The poussée is pousseeing, and I'm like, and you like, all right, are you gonna get it back up, or are you gonna make me wait, or are you gonna wait to 20-25 minutes until it gets up on its own?
It depends who you are to me. Like, if I give a fuck about you, I'll help you out. But if I don't, you're gonna get the fuck out.
Yeah. Thank you. give me some consideration. This is supposed to be a team effort here.
Get out. Your service are no longer needed, sir.
You have been terminated. Your service are no longer needed. Thank you for your service.
Damn, not.
Damn, that hurts.
But it depends. It depends on who you are to me. If you're just a random person and this is just a situation, like, get the fuck out. You're done. But if you're somebody close to me and I fuck with you the long way, oh, for sure, I got you. Sit down.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She said, sit down. Oh, my God.
All right, so look, I'm going to bring on another caller now. This is my man Razor, right?
Oh,
do not throw your panties. Don't throw your panties at him just yet. All right, just look. Razor. The R&B gangster, the man that makes everybody's song better the minute he breathes on it. Ladies and gentlemen, Razor.
Yo. Yo. What's good,
hey,
family?
Ray, you called right in time, Ray. You called right in time. See, we got the females on the show. We talking about, you know, say water slides and fine poussée, you know, poussée and cognac. Man, I know you came through because you had something that you wanted to debut on the No Filter Show. Shout out to Razor for choosing the No Filter Show. I would like you to go ahead and talk about it, Razor, before we get into it.
Oh, okay. Damn, you're going to let me just interrupt the show? I was trying to see what kind of bullshit y'all was on.
we can come back to the bullshit, but I need you. But, Raze, we got females on the show. We need you to set that mood like you do, Raze. So that's why I'm trying to get you to introduce it. And then when we come back, yeah. All
right, so the record I want to debut here is called In This House, and it's a Dade County legend on this written. I really appreciate Dez Lock, and he's one half of the group Piccolo, a legendary local group here in Miami, Florida. Rest in peace to the other half, Vito No Shape, and so hit him with that shit, dope, In This House.
Yo.
That's that. Yeah, no. Hold over here, hold over there, hold everywhere.
Let's go, Razor.
Face down, ass up, you already know. Pimps up, hoes down, I stuck to the code. The ops be watching while I'm vibing, but run up on me and we sliding. My niggas be shooting, yours be hiding. Type of niggas you don't wanna collide with. She probably think I'm all in my feelings, cause she blew a nigga off. She just don't know what she missing. She passed up on the most. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. Would you know a real one if you seen one in the past? There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. You can tell how I walk that I'm working with a check. Realest nigga in it. When I walk in, you already know.
Nah, 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 nah.
Big bag, like a bank vault. Couple bands on my blow.
With a big bang.
I'm that nigga and my niggas is too.
Hey.
You a lame nigga, who the fuck are you?
Oh, yeah.
If we run up on you, what you gon' do?
Hey.
Move around, let the real one through.
Oh, yeah.
She probably think I'm all in my feelings, cause she blew a nigga off. She just don't know what she missing, cause she passed on a boss. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. Would you know a real one if you seen one in the past? There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. You can tell how I walk that I'm working with a check.
There's a lot of hoes in here. It's a lot of hoes in here.
Y'all know.
It's a whole lot of HOEs. Wanna slide with a nigga like me. So I be like any mini money mo. Who about to go get loose and freaky. Come stains all over these sheets. That's who I be while she eat. Ooh lord, they so freaky. One's a swirler and one's ski-ski. That's the top row. Jumping up the dresser. Fold up knees by ears pressed so. I hit them with the make the pussy wet so. Whipping out in the face, I'ma let go.
Some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. Would you know a real one if you seen one in the past? There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. You can tell how I walk that I'm working with a check.
Amen. There's no debating and definitely no denying, but there's some hoes in this house. If you see them, point them. Point them out. We're so gracious to be here on tonight. There's some WAP in the sanctuary.
That's how you feeling, Ray? That's how you feeling, Ray?
Let me issue a disclaimer to the ladies on the show. By no means was that intended to be disrespectful. As a matter of fact, there is a radio edit, a clean version that refrains from the use of the word "ho" to describe women. It is merely a rendition of a club song from the 80s. That the guy who was on the song with me, Deslock, really wanted to kind of bring that back to 2024.
Hey, shout out to Ray.
I'm not offended.
Yeah, this is no filter, Ray. This is no filter. We got thick
skin. I apologize.
Females and males to be hoes, so that word doesn't really apply to me at all.
I had to
issue this disclaimer.
Hey, Ryzen, what's up? I heard the end of that jerk, man. Yeah.
Man.
Look, straight up. I gotta hit you with your ass, here, bro. Yeah. Hey, look, I'm talking to these freight line people about my truck and shit, bro. So I was kind of preoccupied. Shout out to Mayor. Shout out to Lynn. Shout out to the gang in the building, man. Shoot, I'm back.
Uh-huh.
We got look. We got 40 more minutes in the show, man. I'm back. What we doing, though? Ray's in the building. We got the ladies in the building. Though, what we doing, Chris? What Quest we there? Quest, where you at, man? That nigga, what we doing?
Excuse me, Quest is representative right now. Quest is handling business. He is in a
right
now.
Hey, man, it's after 9, man. Tell them folks get out. We need to close, man. We doing a no-filter radio show, man. You know, unless they spend in a bag, excuse me.
Hey,
look, though. We is live, man. What they do? Dope. Let's go. I'm here. I'm free now. I'm back in the truck.
right there.
Oh,
I'm
back
you back in the facts room?
You back in the facts?
Yeah. I'm back and ready, man.
Because you did miss it. Mel and Lynn was going crazy over there. They were going bonkers.
I had MOE, money over everything. I got to get my truck back straight. So I was out here talking to the straight line of people. It don't even matter what was going on, but I had a debt, though. Now we back, though, baby. What do you do?
Baby. Oh, man.
Now, I know Lynn be landing already, but Mel was Mel Mellon. Because Lynn going to land Mel Mellon.
Mel is actually a breath of fresh air because, you know, Lynn be over there game banging on bacon, right? And here come Mel being all sweet and nice.
I do not.
She was like, if the nigga don't make me nut, he got to put his face in the pussy. You know, she didn't say poussé. She said he got to put his face in my pussy or in my ass crack. I'm like, God damn.
What
about the love?
He knows what he wants.
Whoa, that's what y'all was talking about before I got on the show, fam?
I guess they had it lit. I missed that too, man. I used to keep my headset on when I was doing business, but I took it off and left it in the truck. They got to do all that.
That was the conversation before I got on the show.
I'm telling you, look, y'all be missing out. We be going over here, you know, no filter, baby. But it's okay,
wow.
You know. Now that you and Smooth are back on the show, we can go ahead and switch it back to Disney Plus. You know, we got the PG-13 rating for y'all.
I'm on my second bottle of water and shit. Fuck that. You keep me there,
Alright, look though. Me, Quest, and his brother Ace, he's on the phone earlier, right? And I don't know how long Quest gonna be. We got 35 minutes. Do want to ask this question? It fucked me up when Ace came with it though. I want to go around the room, the panel. Everybody get their answer, and it could be flipped now. For the females, it could be their daddy. For the males, it could be their mama. But I'm gonna put it to the male. Females, you just switch it up with your daddy. But, panel, if your best friend now end up dating your mom, knocking her off, and they get married, what's your next move?
I'm knocking him the fuck out.
If y'all make it to the wedding day, and I'm tearing up the wedding. Who get married? What? When?
Wow.
I'm knocking him the fuck out.
I would give my best friend a disclaimer. My dad is a savage. Like, my dad is a savage. So I would be like, you marry him if you want to, but don't come to me when this motherfucker fucks off on you, because he will.
What I told Quest earlier, I say, man, I'm gonna call my mama all type of disrespectful shit that you shouldn't say to your mama, and me and my best friend, we fighting every time I see him. If I win or if I lose. If I win, he gonna get his ass beat every time. If I lose, I'm gonna take that ass with him. But every time, I'm fighting regardless. So I don't know.
Y'all better go elope somewhere. Ain't no way.
All right, so here go my answer. If Smooth a dude decided to marry my mama, I would not care.
I would not care.
Probably because I don't know where she is. So if he happened to find her,
damn it!
Yeah, don't worry. We really did your answer.
I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't fucking do it.
Because his answer don't really matter on this matter about mom.
Now, if my best friend happened to be a female and she wanted to rock with my dad, I still wouldn't give a fuck because I'd be like, man, my dad's a player, player, boy. He over here knocking on the stepping off that young muffin, boy. Y'all, shout out to my pops.
Listen, I should have said it.
But you can't make people not do stuff, right?
Like, grown-ass people are going to do grown-ass things. Like, you really can't do nothing. Even if you fight them, even if you go there and the fool at the wedding or after the wedding, they still going to do what they going to do.
That's probably going to make them want to do it even more because you mad or you trying to stop it. I get what you're saying with that. That makes sense.
But that's still not going to stop me from punching them in their fucking face, though. I mean, it is going to be, it's definitely a one-time deal. Like, you're definitely going, you're going to have to fight me. Now, afterwards, we cool, but you're going to catch his fade, though.
No, I don't think, my best friend, I ain't being, we're not cool no more, homie.
Yeah, right. We're not cool like we used to be cool.
You're they're going to lose a lot more than just this, a fight with me. That you're going to lose a lot more. You're going to lose your family. You see what I'm saying? Me and my kids ain't coming over for what my kids supposed to call you grandma, step grandma, or something like that. You're not gonna do this no more.
You was just uncle last week. Now you're step daddy.
Now you papa.
Grandma, weirdo. Nobody, at least in my experience with my brothers and sisters, none of us is accepting it. Like, it's over with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to lose out on seeing your grandkids and stuff for a piece of dick or a piece of pussy. Y'all crazy. Close his hair.
Yeah, the fact that your homeboy or your homegirl would actually go there, I'm like, I couldn't even imagine. Like,
that's not your friend.
That's not your friend. There's no way that could
be
your friend.
But I'm not very surprised by, like, what people do anymore. Like, people do weird shit. It's a weird-ass generation. People rationalize weird-ass shit. So, I mean, it could happen. I don't put it past them. My dad could bag anybody. So, we get running on that. We took a trip to DR. All my friends are like, oh, when is daddy coming back? Okay, chill out. Like,
oh wow!
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just always bossed up, loving on him, being complimentary, and just paying for everything. They loved him to this day. They're like, "When are we gonna see daddy again in DR?" No, bitch, that's my daddy.
It's like, hey, no, he really my daddy. He ain't y'all daddy. Oh, nasty daddy.
He ain't y'all daddy.
Oh man. Hey, Ray's was real quiet on that. What's happening, Ray's? What's up, Ray?
What you mean, fam? I'm here. I'm listening to this crazy ass scenario that they moved and put out there.
No. Come on with your shits and giggles. Come on with your shits and giggles, Ray.
I don't know, fam. Like, that shit unacceptable, bro. That shit unacceptable. Like, I ain't gonna even lie, like, I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I respect my mom and her dating decisions, so, like, I ain't gonna wanna fight, but, I ain't answering no more phone calls, bro. Like, I ain't answering my homeboy phone calls. I ain't answering the old girl phone calls. I ain't coming by the crib. I ain't checking on you. If your car break down, call that fuck nigga. I ain't fucking with you. All ties cut. I ain't fucking with you. I'm done.
That's just weird. So weird.
That is definitely weird. That is definitely weird. All right. So look, hey, see, shout out to Mel and Lynn being on the phone because now all of a sudden, women once again want to be like, hey, ask this. Why don't you people that are listening, that's DMing me, why don't y'all call in and be brave like Lynn and Mel? Why don't y'all be brave like, you see how brave they are? Y'all should call in. But it's cool. But nonetheless.
Hey, look, this is me every
day. All right, so
that's bravery.
I mean, they call, when they call in, like, anytime a female calls in No Filter, they're brave. We're going to give them their flowers because they are brave. individuals for calling in the No Filter Show.
Why? Because you be on some bullshit?
Well, I'm not all the time. Sometimes I might be on a little bit of bullshit, but not all the time.
We don't be on no bullshit. It's just, you know, this is a, it's nothing but men on here, and we have some very opinionated men on here, you know, on here that, you know, we bring a balance to the show.
You're going to give him an olive branch of assistance.
Shout out to Lynn, man.
I like the balance.
Yeah, we like the balance.
He's falling. His stuff is all over. He's crying out for help.
Hold on, guys. I'm at work. Hold on.
Oh, shout out. Yes. Yeah, hey, working, boy. She on the clock. Hey, shout out to people calling to the No Filter Show while they on the clock.
All right, so, what up,
yeah, man, look, Smooth. You know, we got, Mel, you know, we got, shout out to Mel. Hold on, I got to go follow Mel on Instagram. Hold on, let me go follow Mel on Instagram. All right, I just followed you, Mel.
How'd you know what my Instagram name is?
Mel, I am.
Because he's creepy.
Yo Fast Music. Why
gotta be creepy? He's crazy.
That was kind of creepy. That was kind of creepy.
How'd you know that?
The same way that I stole Petty Panda from Crush, the same way that I am a resourceful guy.
Like you did
that.
I went ahead and requested you. Trust me, I'm not gonna be in your DMs, but I do shout out to you. If you want to let people know what your Instagram or your Snapchat or your TikTok, so people can follow you, show you love, go ahead, throw it out there.
Oh, it's Power of She. Huh?
Is that your Instagram? Let me go see.
That's my Instagram. But it's P and the O is a zero, and then it's a W 3 R, and then it should pop up.
But you got some movies on there. Like, what you doing on there?
I do poetry, low key.
Oh, okay. Oh, you wanted that?
Hey,
I wanted
we like poetry. Are you going to share some of your poetry with us, Mel?
Let me, like, let's do next week. I'm going to get comfortable, and then we can do it. I can't just be on the spot like that.
Okay, next Monday, Mel is
coming back.
I like it. We're going to do poetry with Mel. I'm telling you, it's already set up. You know, and Chris is going to be looking for you, too. You know, Chris is going to be looking for you. You'll be like, where's Mel? So you got to make sure you come back, Mel. Because you know what? You're going to hurt Chris's feelings if you don't come back. All right. So here go another topic. Now, we're actually going to not be on some fuck shit. We're going to actually be on how many of us have kids. I have kids. Do you have any kids, Mel?
I have one.
Okay, you have one. You have a son or a daughter?
A son. He's 14.
You have a son. Hey! Oh. Okay. She got grown.
What you mean, Dad?
All right.
What was that?
I hit him with the damn. I didn't even know. But all right, no. But shout out to that. Shout out to you having a son. Shout out to that. That's always a beautiful thing. Lynn, how many kids you got?
I got two. I got a 15-year-old, and I have a 2-year-old.
Oh, wait. You said 16 and two?
Oh, you're starting old, girl.
I'll have a 10-year-old tomorrow.
Okay, so you have
a
9-year-old and a 2-year-old.
No, I got two kids.
Your phone's going in and out.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we get you now.
Okay. I have two kids. I have a 15-year-old, and my son will be 9 tomorrow.
Oh.
Okay. I thought you said 15 and 2. I'm like, that's a long time for that. What's that thing you put in your arm? It finally gave out after all those years.
I don't think myself have more kids. Ooh, no.
Shout out to that. All right, so here go the questions, right? So now we know the stuff that we used to do when we was kids, right? You know, we used to play hide and go get it. You know, we play kiss the bottle, spin the bottle. All right, so.
Dare, double dare, search kiss the promise.
Man, playing house and doctor, yeah. All right, so I'm going to ask Mel. Mel,
uh-huh.
The first question is, would you prefer your son did it at your house or the girl's house?
Damn. I don't know. Hold on. Like, would I be at the house when they're doing it? Like, what would be the situation?
Okay, let's paint a nice little picture. All right, we're going to say you're at work. Your son is at the house, and you
and
come
we
in.
And talked about it beforehand, or like he's just on
No, he's on some sneaky shit. He got her over there, and he playing doctor.
Oh no, definitely not my house. Like we would have to have a conversation. Like I would have to green light that shit. Like nah.
Mm-mm. Wait a second. What 14-year-old boy is gonna get a permission slip from their mama to play doctor?
That's the kind of relationship that I have with him. We talk about everything. Like we're open to talk about stuff like that. Like I make it open so he can tell me things like that. That's the kind of relationship I have with my son.
Mm-mm.
So it's open, like. You tell me what it is, and I'm going to tell you how to do it right. Because if someone else is going to tell you, they're going to tell you how to do it wrong. Or how to
okay.
go about it.
Okay,
all
right. All right, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep running. Mel says that her son is going to come to be one thou wow with his mama and say, Mom, I got this bad little bitty. I want her to come over tomorrow. Are you telling them yes or no?
I'll say yeah.
Okay, so he's going to be over there. He's going to be over there by himself with the young, pretty thing. Now.
Right.
All right, so my question is, as a parent, are you condoning the actions of your son by playing doctor with this girl?
I'm not. So this is like my theory. Like, if you tell me what's going on, I'm going to tell you to hold off on it because you have no business doing that at this little age. Like, even grown-ups can't even fathom having a sexual connection with someone without going fucking crazy. So, like, I would tell him to hold off on it. That's why, like, I have those conversations with him now because I'll be like, all right, hold off. But if you're going to do it, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, strap up. Like, make sure she's not out there just sucking dick and doing the most with every other like. Make sure that
you
don't like this with your shit. Like, know your worth. Like, don't just go out there and just swinging dick in the world. That's not how you're going to roll here. So if she's important to you and you don't want to hold off and you can't control yourself, this is how you go about it. But I'm going to tell you, I think you should hold off because you're too young to get into those feelings because grown people can't even fathom those feelings when they meet the right girl. So just chill out. You have the rest of your life to do that. Shut the fuck out. Sit your hot dick out somewhere.
All right, so Mel is, so from what I am gathering, Mel is saying she is not going to say yes to him having the baddie to the house. But if the baddie happens to be at the house and they're playing house, she's definitely going to chastise, but the answer, she still would prefer for her son to wait until he's older. Shout out to Mel. You sound like a very responsible parent. All right, we're going to go to Lynn. All right, so we got Lynn, you got one daughter, you got one son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is gonna be hypocritical as shit. But all right, here we go. How old is your daughter?
My daughter's 15.
Okay. Woo. All right. Now, if she's anything like her mama, right? She probably built like her mama. Probably look like her mama. They own her, right? They own her. She says, "Hey, mom. Hakeem want to come over to the house." Mm-hmm. Let Hakeem come over to the house.
While I'm there, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Okay.
15. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to like boys. You're supposed to date. You know what I'm saying? I'm not condoning you having sex. I'm not condoning you being promiscuous or anything like that. But you are 15 years old. You're old enough to date. You're old enough. You're supposed to like boys. You're supposed to like the opposite sex or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm there, it's a controlled environment. Ain't nobody going to no room and closing no door, no weird-ass shit like that. Y'all not going to be left alone in the house by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Or
look, okay, time out. Y'all talking good. It sounds good, too. Look. No. Question boys. No. Listen. Time out.
Listen,
and this is back. I'm 41 now, so 15, 16, 20 some years ago, goddamn me. Hell. Listen, though. Same shit the folks' mama was telling me and my girl when I was 14, 15. We ain't going to control whatever. Yes. All right, so nigga put on that good boy role for so. All right, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, 8 times. That ninth time, mama's so comfortable, she done went upstairs to her room. We downstairs. I'm getting my hunch, finger, kissing, rubbing booty, all this shit on. So I'm just saying, man, you got to watch these little niggas, man, because I'm telling you,
you gotta watch these kids.
Okay.
Like, you gotta stay on them, like for real. Like,
no, but
like
I'm saying though, you gonna get lax though. Y'all mama
no,
gonna get
when
lax.
No, when it comes to my daughter, I can't get lax. You can't get lax with these kids. And then if I know this little boy coming over or whatever, it's a certain time he gotta go home. His mom gotta pick him up, or we dropping him off, or whatever the case may be.
I had mama eating out my hand and her daughter eating out my pants, man.
Yeah.
Come on, fix that, girl.
Sorry, baby. I should have been born a man. And not that I want to be a man, I should have been born a man. I act like a nigga, too. I know what the fuck going on. So, little boy, is only so much you can fool me with in the nice boy role. That's cool. You may have got her fooled, but you ain't got me fooled. I know what the fuck going on. Look, y'all finna sit in this living room, in this open space. The TV's right there. The kitchen right here. Ain't nobody going to no rooms. Ain't no basement. Ain't no none of that. Y'all finna sit right here, enjoy this little Netflix and chill. Get your little snack. Tee-hee, ha-ha, play your little game, whatever you're doing. And then young man,
Miss Glenn,
yeah.
We hungry. Can you go get us a pizza? All right, I'm going to go get you a pizza.
I did a lot
in that 15, 20 minutes you done picked up
that
pizza. That's all I'm saying.
Everybody got DoorDash on their phone. Oh, call the pizza place. I pay for it. Got the money. I pay for it, but go ahead and call it in. Ain't nobody going nowhere. Sorry,
man. Hey, man. Shout out to that, man. Hey, because I learned.
Cool. I'm coming, too. What's up? I like the arcade. I like the movies. I ain't for the single child. Two rows behind y'all.
When it comes to like, so I know I'm a different hypocrite when it comes between my sons and my daughter, right? My sons, look, as long as you don't get the heifer pregnant, it's whatever, right?
Oh, same thing, because I feel like as long as you don't get her pregnant, now I'm condoning or creating the space for you to go do something you ain't got no business doing. I'm not going to create that space for you. Yeah, you're supposed to like a girl. If she want to come over, cool. This is a controlled environment. Y'all want to go do something? Okay. Me or her mom, me or her parentals or me, we're going with y'all. Now, granted, you can't be everywhere with your kid, you know what I'm saying? They got to go to school and, you know, whatever the case may be. So what goes on in my household and within my control is control, baby. Sorry.
What we did at 15 is these little niggas now, they're not willing to take the risk like we used to. Like, These niggas don't want to leave the house. They'd rather talk to a chick on via the video game all day. They don't really want to go nowhere out.
FaceTime.
You know what I mean?
Because we, yeah, had to. FaceTime. We had to. We,
yeah,
had to go outside.
Yeah.
Yo, my son is 6 years old, and he called himself having a little girl since I've been moving. And I, look, yeah, it was cool, you know what I'm saying? But I fostered an environment where, yes, you're supposed, because, you know, these kids, we get these kids, and they're like, oh, you're not supposed to like boys till you're 15, or you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to like boys, or you're not supposed to like girls. Well, now your son gay, or your daughter gay, when they get grown, because you done told them all their life, they're not supposed to like boys, or they're not supposed to like girls. Now, I'm not telling you that you have
to. I ain't going to lie. No, like that, radio, we know, we can tell them what niggas going to be gay at 2, 3, 4, 5. We know.
I don't believe in that. I'm sorry. No offense, but I don't believe in that. I'm sorry. If the community comes after me, then the community. I don't believe in that. Sorry. I don't see a 5-year-old knowing what gay means. Unless somebody taught them that.
I do.
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't believe in that. And that's a different topic for a different day.
Shit, we can talk about it today here. Shit, I'm the call.
I don't believe a 3-year-old can sit here and tell me that they want to be the opposite sex or they like boys. I can't see my son without somebody implementing that or even showing something like that.
I'm saying tendencies, what I'm speaking of.
Well, what is a gay tendency, my dear?
Shit, wanting to play with dolls or wearing certain type of clothes, walking. Listen, is you gonna let me answer your question or no? Let me ask you a question.
Let me speak on that though.
Go ahead, Russ.
Hey, straight up, though, like, I mean, I respect your opinion, but I'm going to say this. I got a little cousin, right, who he is now, I think little dog might be, I think he's 27 now. When he was 3 years old, I was at the, we have a local fair. I was at the fair with him. He was 3 years old, and he dropped his, he had a little cup that he was sipping out of. He dropped it. I went to pick it up. And my little cousin whispered in my ear when he was 3 and said, "Twan, I feel like a girl inside." And I turned around and repeated that to my mom and said, "Hey, this little boy just told me he feel like a girl inside." And that, and he was 3 years old when he said that. So I can't say that I think that people are born gay per se, but I do think it's possible that, you know what I'm saying, a feminine energy can be on somebody, like, very early on. Because he said that shit to me, and I didn't know what the hell to do with it. And if you look at him today, he is as feminine as it goes.
I got a cousin
like that. Like, we knew he was gay since he was, like, 7. Like, no bullshit.
Okay,
we knew he was gay. He was, like, 7.
What, and please don't be offended because I'm going to ask something, and if may I ask, like, what was his home life environment like? You know what I'm saying? Like, what was really going on?
Oh, they were the strict. My aunt was the strictest of strict. Like, she tried to get them. She got 2 gay children, and she tried to get them both into conversion camp. Yeah, that shit didn't go well.
That shit, that's crazy.
I don't know. No, like, I have a hard time grasping that. I really do. I really have a hard time grasping that.
My brother's gay, and we knew since he was little, and he's, like, a very attractive man. Like, girls used to come over to him and just throw it at him in front of family functions. And he was not fazed at all. And he was, like, very much taken care of, like, to wear new things, go to the gym. We knew. So when he came out, when he was, like, what, 18? He was like, "I got something to tell you." I said, "Right?" And he was like, "Yeah." I said, "Well, come on. We've been on that. I'm glad you're comfortable in the family that you're telling us now. Let's roll with it. We weren't fazed by it, but he was never exposed to any of it. My dad is a very strong alpha man. He has been in the household since we knew, like, what the whole thing. My parents have been married. It's a very traditional Hispanic home. They loved each other. He kissed on my mother. He treated her like a queen. He praised my mother. There was no energy of that within our household, and we were really strictly based off the house. So, like, I think that some people are just born with more of a feminine notion. They're just more driven to that energy, and that's perfectly okay because both energies are within us.
I'm definitely not saying nothing wrong with it. No, I'm just saying we could tell 2, 3, 4, 5 growing up. That I never said nothing was wrong with it.
I'm just saying that it's just what you choose to resonate with. If you choose to be like a woman type is more susceptible to the masculine energy, she's going to choose that because it resonates more with her heart with it, regardless of what society says. Now it's more open for society to be like, all right, go ahead, do you. And it is what it is.
All right, so before we end the show, I just want to say this small little part. The DNA genome has been broken down. There is no gay gene, right? They do say, though, there are two factors that contribute to, I guess you could say, gayness. One is environment, and one is hormonal balance, right? So if you have a high estrogen balance and you're a man, you're going to tend to be more feminine. If you have more testosterone versus estrogen in a female, you know, it's a hormonal imbalance. So I do believe that as far as scientifically, there is, like I said, no actual gay gene, right? It's either environmental or hormonal. That's it. So I'm not saying that people are born gay, but if you have your estrogen levels start blowing through the roof and you're a 3-year-old boy, guess what? You instead of going mama, you always say mama. So, yeah, I don't know. You might get the twirl. You might get the twist.
Don't do that.
Instead of wah, it's like wah. So,
I hate this nigga so much.
Why y'all do it like that, though, dude? God damn, bro.
Hey, man.
We almost.
I'm just saying, man. Like, shout out to Lynn and Mel for coming through, bringing all the wonderful estrogen to the show. I feel my nipples are tingling. We gonna go ahead and let them go ahead and get their shout out.
Dude just had an estrogen shot.
That was real moist, my boy.
Smooth. We can do this show by ourselves.
Next week, the Smooth Dude Show with Crush, goddamn me, special guest Lynn, and goddamn Mel. Dope. You cannot get the number. You ain't calling in. We ain't fucking for a week, my boy. After that week, you come back holler at us for April, man. It's over.
You on a timeout.
Straight up.
All right, we're going to go ahead. Mel, it was a pleasure having you on the show. Don't forget to be back next Monday. Go ahead and give you a shout-out so we can get up out of here so I can eat some of this pork chop and rice.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on the show. It was a pleasure. Y'all stay up.
Already.
See, that was, like, all warm and nice, unlike Lynn.
I know.
Hey, Lynn, go ahead and give you a shout-out. Hey.
No, well, I got to
sound like I'm doing it. Hey, Lynn be coming with them hardcore facts, though, goddamn me. Yeah, Lynn gonna shove it down your throat, goddamn me. Hey, we need that on the show, though. I ain't gonna even lie. Lynn,
yeah,
man,
yeah,
hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah. She said you gonna eat some box or some ass. That's what she said. I'm just letting you know what she said. I'm just saying.
I ain't lying to nobody. I'm on radio. Like a digital radio, but you call in on your phone. It's people, it's my coworkers, I'm not being nosy.
I'm going to say, don't get fired fucking with us, Lynn, because, shit, hey, can we help you out? I can pull together and play for like, okay. I'm like, damn, Lynn, don't get in trouble, shit.
They just be out. We my homegirls. We going out to the club, so they just be in my business. Lord have mercy.
Add me on Twitter.
You said add you on where?
Twitter. Everybody add me.
He said add him on Pornhub.
He on there too.
Yeah,
I'm on
there too.
Oh,
Lord.
What the hell is going on this show tonight?
Hey, man, we advertising, man, the link to get this link. No, I'm
sorry. I'm fucking weak. I'm sick of him.
Hey, Leah, come on, let's go.
Well, thank y'all for having me, as always. Follow me on, whoever's listening, follow me on Twitter, The Girl Next Door. Follow me on TikTok as Mahogany Bands. Follow my Instagram, Mahogany Secrets. Shit, thank y'all for having me. Be looking forward for my book coming out this year. And a lot of great things happening in 2024.
Lynn!
Hey, we're gonna be saying that the whole time here on Fresh Air.
Lynn!
Lynn! God.
Hey, my man
is gonna be lit
in the building. The R&B gangster.
Straight up.
Go ahead, raise
Yes, your boy 305 Razor, the R&B gangster. Dade County Ambassador, you know what I'm saying, representing Miami, Florida on this thing, man. Y'all follow me at 305 Razor on all social media platforms, and be sure to follow with every single I'm dropping this year, because every month I'm coming out with a new single, new blazing music, you know what I'm saying, every month, follow with me, 305 Razor.
Yes, sir.
Straight up.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Catalyst, sir. Mr. Catalyst, yep. Go ahead and give your shout out, please.
Shout out to Mel. Shout out to Lynn.
Hey, boo.
We love having you here. we love women coming over here because Lord knows we be.
Hold on. Time out, Chris. Take a sip of that water, bro, first, because you sound
like... Yeah, you know what, you heard, bro.
Y'all ain't gonna do him like this. Let me partake. Y'all ain't gonna keep playing with my boo in my face like that.
Ooh.
Bitch, ain't what you was saying.
She can't be calling me boo. She can't be calling me boo. Let me take another drink.
You're not supposed to be true. Wait, hold on.
All right. Shout out to Mel. Shout out to Lynn. We love having y'all here. Every time y'all come through, every time you come through, Lynn, you bless. And Mel, you fit right at home here, so you are welcome anytime. Smooth! My motherfucking bro. You already know. Mobile moves all fucking day. Razor, straight up. You already know what it is. Go, you bitch face you. But y'all know y'all can find me everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TikTok, everything. Crush the Catalyst. CrushTheCatalyst. Y'all know what it is. Cold War all day. Shadow We all day. Elite Enterprises. Oh, and April 19th, Blue Crush is dropping.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
I like that title.
Let's go. Hey, man.
Red Flash. Red Flash.
It's your boy.
Shut up.
Man, y'all know what time it is, huh?
No, I was talking dope.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fuck dope. Look. It's your boy.
Exactly.
Man, hey, look, April. No, May 11th. It's Quest Ain't On.
Oh, yeah.
That. Tickets, man. It's question.com/Fresh Air. Make sure y'all in the building, man. Lil Rock, we're going to set it off. I'm coming back home. Let's go. Second off, me and Dope got a single. But Dope got a single featuring me, featuring Razor. Yeah, I'm rapping. And I don't even rap. I drive trucks. I'm a mogul. Let Chris tell you. But I'm rapping, and they got me rapping March 28th on my birthday. The single coming out, man. Y'all stay tuned to the news feeds, the Twitter feeds, the Instagram feeds, the Facebook feed, the No Filter Facebook page, man. Y'all check that out. Run them streams up for us, man. Upper Echelon, March 28th. It's my birthday. Let's go. We turned up. I'm going to be on the beach sipping pina coladas and taking shots on somebody. Let's go. Hey, man, it's your boy Smooth the Dude. Man, catch me everywhere, man. Let's go. Lynn. Appreciate you coming through, boo. You always welcome. Mel, appreciate you coming through. I added you on a couple sites. We love you. Thank you for coming through, y'all. Females know y'all welcome. That estrogen turn up. I always do something to the show. We appreciate the level of intensity going back and forth with the ladies on different topics. We love that. Crush, my boy, Cold War ENT. Love you, my boy. Razor, straight up. Quest, I don't even know where Quest was. He said something for about a minute, and then he left. But it's all FreshCharisma.com. Go shop with my boy, man. Black and Brown is the – is he on? Did you say something real quick? Nah. All right, bet. Dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah. Like dope. Hey, it's your boy Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's. Thank you for everybody for tuning in online. Thank you everybody that's tuned in on the switchboards. We appreciate you. We'll be back next Monday. Same bat time, same bat channel. That's it, you know. I keep it short and sweet. The pork chops and gravy is calling me with the rice.